All right, direct from Colorado, joining us from the San Francisco Chronicle, it is at Hank Shulman on Twitter. Henry Shulman, how are you, Hank?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time. And you wrote a piece that I just read on the Internet about the Giants, about Casilla, about the reasons for 16 and 30. And I'd love for you to summarize a little bit of your reactions to Casilla, the fans' reaction to you, and how Casilla fits into this whole picture.
Well, I mean, the basic point of the story, and I would hope people would read it,
sfgate.com,
sfchronicle.com. It's online now. I mean, you know, I rolled into Denver last night. I wasn't in Chicago. I watched some of the series, and somebody on Twitter had just said, you know, these getaway day losses are rough, and you can thank Casilla with his league-leading seven blown saves. And I retweeted it with something I thought was not very controversial, and I said, plus, you know, getting 14 hits in four games, and the reaction was like people were attacking me for quote unquote defending Casilla, which is just stupid. I mean, look, seven blown saves out of 30 is not good. That's not what an elite closer does. But you cannot be 16 and 30 in any one stretch because of one guy. I mean, this is a total team failure. And the point of my story, and I hope you read it, is you cannot scapegoat one person. You cannot scapegoat. Now, look, the closer is the most visible guy. He has the big responsibility. He also makes the big money. Closers make more money than guys who come in the fifth inning, and it should be. And there comes a responsibility with that. But it's just easy to scapegoat. Fans like to scapegoat. But, he's had three blown saves since the All-Star break. If he doesn't blow those three saves, their record would be three games better. But by the same token, if they had scored three extra runs in some of those one-run games and their two-run games, maybe he doesn't blow the saves either. I mean, you got Brandon Belt hitting .204 since the All-Star break. You got Buster Posey, who's not playing today, by the way, with one homer, since the All-Star break. No homers in 142 at-bats. The rotation wasn't very good at the start of the second half. The rest of the bullpen wasn't very good at the start of the second half. They weren't catching the ball at the starting of the second half. This is a total team failure, and they need to score some runs, or it's not really going to matter who's going to close. Now, to the second part of your question, yeah, it's obviously a problem. On September 5th, with 27 games to go, Bochy needs to think about alternatives for the ninth inning because you can't keep doing the same thing and expect to reach the playoffs. It's that simple.
So how does he handle it, Henry? And Henry Shulman with us, and I urge everyone to read what Henry was just talking about at sfgate.com. I read it, and it's really a good analysis for what is going to be an interesting week of baseball in Colorado and Arizona. So, Henry, how does Bochy handle, in light of what you said, stay with Casilla out there and just assume that it is, as Bochy says, a hiccup?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that for the long term because you've got, I wanted to say 24 other players, but I mean, there's got like 32 other players on this team. And, you know, at some point you have to recognize that they're busting their humps out there. I mean, they're not being successful scoring runs, but, you know, you've got, I don't know what the exact number is, but you got like 11, 12 relievers out there in the bullpen. And I think at this point, you got to do what Bochy always does in September when somebody struggles. You got to think about matchups.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to call Casilla into the office and you've got to say, look, you know, like you said into the reporters, and I quoted Casilla, you know, after September, there are no other months. And you got to say, look, you know, we love the job you've done here over the years. You've saved 30 ball games, but I've got a lot of relievers out there and I've got to, you know, I've got to pick the right guys for the right situations, and you're going to be right there in the mix. But if I need to use Joe Nathan in certain situations, I will. If I need to use Will Smith in certain situations, I will. And one thing the fans have already forgotten, you know, it's only been 2 days since Bochy went with matchup. He had Will Smith start the ninth inning to face Rizzo, a left-handed hitter, and he walked him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Casilla who came in and ended up getting the save. People have already forgotten that. And you've got to do what's best for the team at this point. You don't manage in September or October the way you manage in May and June. And Bochy doesn't.
Boy, very well. Good. Great having Henry Shulman on with us at Hank Shulman on Twitter. All right. So offensively, and I know I haven't seen the lineup yet. You said Posey's not in it. What about Belt? Any updates on him?
Well, I believe Belt is in the lineup. I just looked at it.
quickly.
Just askance. Just real quickly, and I believe I saw him in there.
Yeah, against the righty. Yeah, I just didn't know if there was any residual from the.
Yeah. He got kind of grazed in the helmet yesterday, and I wasn't there again. But you know, from what I've read, he's in there batting seventh.
Okay.
It's Span, Pagan, Crawford, Pence, Panic, Nunez, Belt, Brown, and more.
All right, Henry. Let's face it. We've gone down this road together. You and I have been talking about baseball since the middle of February. Is there anything that can happen with this offense? Anything Bochy can do? It sounds like it's the same lineup again that he's been running out there. But you're right. The homerless streak for me is just amazing. If you added up, I think all the at bats without home runs for Belt, Crawford, and Posey, I think it's 237. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, and, this is the time of year, too, where and the stage where you have to start looking at the hitting coaches, too. You can't blame the hitting coaches for, you know, for everybody's batting average, but you know, at some point, the players have to be better. They have to hit better pitches, and at some point, the coaching has to help them. And, you know, it's a total team failure at this point with this offense. And, you know, with Posey, it wouldn't stun me at all with him. He's had hand issues. He's had wrist issues. Those don't just go away. You know, he says it's okay, but, you know, I would think with Posey, I'm not seeing a lot of hands and wrists in his swings. So you never know right there. It wouldn't surprise me at the end of the season if they tell us, look, he's been hurt more than we know. Crawford's just in a little bit of a slump here, but his drought isn't that bad. And Belt, I don't know what to make of him. I mean, he did such a great job in the first half doing what he had set out to do. His big goal this year coming into spring training, something he talked about constantly, was just not being beaten on fastballs and just putting balls in play.
Right.
You know, even ground balls, anything. Put balls in play and something can happen. And for whatever reason, he is not seeing well the fastball. And I don't know the answer. And if I did know the answer, if the coaches knew the answers, if Belt knew the answers, it wouldn't be a problem.
Boy, it is an issue because anything above the hands, that fastball, he just cannot catch up to it. Henry, you said something about the coaches, and we got calls on it yesterday. What could Bam Bam Mullins do? What can Decker do? What can they do that maybe they're not doing to get the team out of this funk?
I don't think there's anything they can do. I think Hensley Mullins and Steve Decker have proven themselves over the years to both be excellent hitting instructors. So I did mention them just because, you know, we're at the point now where there has to be some accountability at all facets of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it lies with the players. I think at some point maybe you do what you've done in the past and you bring in a third guy, you know, somebody like a Jose Alguacil or somebody, a Ken Joyce, somebody who's in the organization, mm-hmm. just to come in and provide a little different perspective, just to look at the tape maybe with a fresh set of eyes and go, oh, you know, here's something right here. Yeah, I don't think the hitting coaches here are missing anything too much. I think at some point, you know, it comes down to the hitters just being better and maybe the manager doing something a little different, doing a hit and run when you're behind, which is something you ordinarily wouldn't do, or just put more guys in motion or bunting a little more. It's something that Bochy seems reluctant to do, even with Belt. You know, that can be a problem, too. Everybody wants to bunt, sacrifice the guy over. But then when you got the guy behind him who's not hitting, you know, that's hard to do, too. So, you know, it's possible that, they don't have to be a juggernaut here. They just have to score about four runs a game and 4 or 5 runs a game. And the way this team is pitching right now, that should be enough.
Yeah, boy, interesting. All right, a couple of questions for Henry off of Twitter. They ask, and you maybe saw this on your timeline, other than Bumgarner, Posey, and Crawford, anyone else untouchable or everyone else open to offers on the team?
Well, no, I mean, I don't, I mean, I'm sure that at the end of the season, you know, they're going to look at a lot of things. I don't see really anybody. I mean, the only guy if there's somebody who wants to take, Belt's contract and, you know, almost, you know, 60 whatever million dollars, and the Giants can get a bunch of stuff for that. I mean, I think the Giants would listen.
Okay.
I think the Giants would listen on panic. But, I mean, I don't see any changes, any more changes to the major league roster. The Giants have a lot of pitching prospects to deal. They've helped themselves in that regard this year. I think the biggest offseason needs are going to be the bullpen and the outfield. And, frankly, I think the Giants have to consider doing what they have been reluctant to do over the years, which is to pay a big contract for offense for a guy who's not been in the organization. That outfield needs to get younger. They need to look at somebody like Cespedes in the offseason if he opts out. And they need, I mean, this is going to be a bountiful year for closers out there. And the Giants are loath to pay for saves. They haven't done it since Armando Benitez. They've done a great job of finding their own closers. You know, one thing I want to mention, too, that the team record blown saves that Casilla has broken this year was Brian Wilson in 2009. Well, it didn't really matter that much because the Giants were not in contention. That was a rebuild year. But, you know, if the Giants are going to consider doing that again with maybe somebody like Law or Strickland, then, you know, they've got to be willing to have these guys take some lumps, either that or they got to go out and spend money and look at a Kenley Jansen or a Mark Melanson and just change the way they're thinking, because what they're doing right now at the moment has not worked.
Absolutely. Henry, great report. I know you've got a lot of work to do. Thanks for making the time, and we'll follow you on Twitter. And, of course, for everyone who has not seen today's article by Henry at sfgate.com, absolutely check it out. Nice work. Henry, thanks for coming on.
All right, you bet.
All right, that is Hank Shulman on Twitter. Boy, Raf, pretty good, huh? Yeah, Henry was into it today. Very good. All right, 808-KMBR is our number. We could take a call or two, but we've got Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle coming up next, and we continue our baseball talk as we get ready for Giants and Rockies. Boy, Henry covered a lot of ground in that one. Good morning of baseball, huh, Raf? You like that with Henry?
Yeah, that was good. Good analysis by Henry. He's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and he said a lot of the things that the callers, you know, have talked about, and that is next year. And I've said it, Cespedes, and I've also said getting people in motion. These 2-1 counts with one out, none out, get them going. Get people going. And we saw the bunt yesterday, the squeeze bunt that got a run for the Giants. So I'm glad Henry touched on a lot of things. So you'll podcast that, Raf?
Yeah, and we got the author on the podcast. So you
good,
could,
David Flight, you got
yeah,
that
you can tweet
on.
That.
And we've got our Periscope today. If you missed it, our mm-hmm. live Periscope was pretty good. We talked about Labor Day. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports lead.